there are few areas of entertainment more maligned than dinner theater. The genre is considered the place where real actors go to end their careers. As for the productions, they are usually defined by the second and third most maligned terms in entertainment, comedies by Neil Simon, or served with a banquet-style dinner. The Lake Theater, formerly known as Lake George Dinner Theater, is trying to break those stereotypes. Operating out of the well-appointed theater space at Turf Holiday Inn in Lake George, they not only produce a show with Shakespeare in the title, but the comedy is offered in a package with an excellent dinner. To be clear, the play offered at Lake Theater is not one written by William Shakespeare. Instead, they are doing all 37 of his plays. Yeah, more clarity is needed. The complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, is a comic mashup of all the Bard's works as three cheeky actors try to present all of his plays in 100 minutes. It takes almost 2 hours at Lake Theater because they pause for an intermission. The complete works of Shakespeare, abridged, is one of those works that attempts to balance the line between being clever and just plain silly, with silly usually winning. How many times does it take for an actor to feign throwing up in the lap of an audience member to cease being funny? For me, the answer is once. The night I was at the show, the audience's laughter was still abundant at three. In theory, you shouldn't need an extensive knowledge of Shakespeare's plays to enjoy the show. But in truth, some background helps the comedy, especially with a bit like the Gory Gourmet, which is based on Titus Andronicus. Actually, if you have the slightest knowledge of Romeo and Juliet and Hamlet, you're going to be okay with the material. The style of the show is familiar. Three actors establish self-depreciating types that are eager but inept. They love the original material, but are clueless about how their shallow approach to material is funnier than it is respectful. This approach is not only funny, but it puts the audience at ease, giving them the impression they know more about Shakespeare than do the performers. It can be off-putting as well. At Lake George, it is not until the performers establish their characters that the audience relaxes with the company and the material. The first skit, a rather long takeoff on Romeo and Juliet, appears forced and a bit insincere. However, the even longer second act send-up of Hamlet, involving a lot of audience participation, is very funny. The difference is that between the two segments, the three talented performers work very hard to ingratiate themselves to the audience. Gerald Davidow is ideal as the mature cast member who regards himself as a Shakespearean scholar. Matt Reddick is the younger, less pretentious actor who just wants to get into the comedy of Shakespeare. Corey Tasmania is the over-eager neophyte who will do almost anything to please the audience. Individually, they are energetic, funny, and clever. As an ensemble of three, they are even better. Director Terry Rabine is at times a little too respectful of the source material, but when he unleashes silly, the show is a relaxing good time and a genuine audience pleaser. It's hard not to be in a good mood for the show after the terrific meal that is professionally served beforehand. I had a large piece of broiled salmon served with creamy dill hollandaise sauce that was perfect. Prodigal enjoyed her chicken piccata, which was covered with garlic, lemon capers, and a green olive sauce. Also on the menu is medallions of beef with caramelized onions and a mushroom demi-glaze and a vegetarian pasta. Sides and the opening salad were fresh and well-prepared. Cheesecake and coffee capped a very good dining experience. The complete works of Shakespeare, abridged, is a pleasing show that can be appreciated by anyone who enjoys silly humor. It plays through October 10th at the Lake Theater in Lake George. For tickets and information, call 668-5762, extension 411. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.